misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. I'm your host, Miss B, out of the B. And I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC, but he's in Hawaii today.
Hello, hello. Aloha.
Oh, my God. It has been a long... I know you guys are like, when does she ever have a show? Because it seems like every time I have a show, I'm... putting y'all on pause, but I was at the NFL Combine last week.
Yep.
It was very, very nice.
How'd that go?
You know what? This year is the first year that we did not get any pictures for any prospects. And it's not that we didn't have the opportunity. It's that there was really nobody that we were really interested in. And when I say interested, like, we ran into a few, and normally when we run into them, you know, we'll remember something about what they did. So when we see them, we'll say, hey, good luck or whatever. We really didn't run into nobody that we were like, oh, you did. I would have liked to get a picture with the guy who did that four-second run. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind getting with him. If I could have got, it was 4.21. So, now, I wouldn't mind getting his, I would not have minded getting a picture with him if I would have saw him, because that's money right there. Whoever get him, that boy is some money. That is money. But we did go to this restaurant, and I have to give a shout-out to the restaurant. Y'all know I don't know give shout-out. But I had never heard of it before, but they're all over the country, but not here in Michigan, because if they were, I would have went to it and I would have known about it. But my daughter had heard about it. And the name of the restaurant is called Dick's Last Resort. And their thing is that you get served with a side of service with a side of sarcasm. And oh, my God. We really did get that side of sarcasm. And it was fun. I ain't going to lie. It was fun. It was nice to go someplace that, you know, I had never been before. And it's like a bar and grill, but I ain't going to lie to you. The food was off the chain. Oh, my God. The food was so good. I cannot complain. They did not have a large menu, but... all I can say is I will be going back. And they got one in Dallas. They got one in Fort Lauderdale. I'm looking at their website now. They got one in Gatlin, Virginia. They got one in Vegas. And as much as I go to Vegas, I really don't recall seeing it there, but then I ain't been looking. Myrtle Beach, yeah. Nashville, Orange Beach, Alabama, Panama City, Florida, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Now, I will be going to Houston. Now, if they have one in Houston, we'd probably be going while we're there. But I will be going, like I said, I will be going back to the restaurant. The drinks were nice. Oh, and if you order a drink, a mixed drink, you can take the glass with you. So that was nice. And I actually have their glass. And... if I would order, they had this huge-ass fucking margarita that was like 32 ounces. Bitch wasn't trying to get, you know, fucked up off her ass. Wasn't trying.
Oh, good.
But we are going to the Colts game. That's one of our away games. So, I'm thinking maybe, not being the Detroit Lions fans that we are, we should probably take over Dick's Last Resort because we know we're going to be there the night before. That's just that shit we do. I'm just saying. You know, I think if we're going to go to a city, Because we're known to take over some shit. Might as well take over the bar too, okay? I'm just saying.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think that's the perfect bar for us to take over. Because we know how to do our shit. And anybody who has ever traveled with Detroit Lions fans, we travel well and we party hard.
So there is one up there in Indy?
Yeah, that's where we went, to the one in Indy.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was thinking the Combine was there in Michigan, there in Detroit.
No, the Combine was in Indy.
Oh, okay.
I would have had a show if it was here in Detroit because I could have came back. If you don't get off of me, damn it. I swear my damn dog does not realize he is not a lap dog. This damn near 80-pound dog. I should have never had him in my lap when he was a puppy because he definitely thinks he is a damn lap dog. Yeah, 80 pounds is a lot of goddamn dog.
Oh, hell yeah.
But see, he went to the groomer yesterday, so he always thinks he the shit after he goes to the groomer. But he is heavy as hell. I'm so glad he just crossed my lap, but shit. He done changed the whole damn subject. I was talking about football, and he was like, fuck you. So, yeah, I will say it was really nice in Indy last week. But the draft is, we're like less than 50 days away from the NFL draft. I will be talking about the draft for the Sunday we have, the Sunday after the draft, I will have gone to the draft the day of the draft. So I will say that all I can say is that we will be there. We already made plans to be there. Because it's here in Detroit. So
uh-huh.
The blue hair and everything will be there.
All right.
That's for this damn dog. He acts like we in love. Like he looking all in my eyes and shit like, yo, don't you understand I'm your man? I don't know what the German Shepherd gonna do when he come in here because I don't know if they got that this clear. Oh, my goodness. He definitely, oh, now he's like, let me hug you. And what you hear is his tail wagging. It's hitting. I have a heater up on me, my desk. That was his tail hitting the heater.
I was going to say, it sounded like he was carrying on pretty good beat.
And he does that. You can get off of me, sir. Sir. You can get off of me. This chair is not big enough for the two of us. And if your brother coming here, then I'm going to have to fight with us. And here comes the brother. And the German Shepherd that came. Oh, my Jesus. Damn near 80 pounds, and the German Shepherd is 70 pounds. Can you
oh, wow.
Please? Oh, yeah, they not small. You can go away. Y'all can go. Yes, you can go. And I don't need you looking at me with your big brown eyes either. That was not an invitation for you to come take his place. No, sir. I swear, they are divas once they go to the groomer. They are straight up divas.
Yeah.
They go to the groomer and they don't know how to act. I can tell you, it is a beautiful day here. I have not left my house all day. I also didn't leave my house because I had this wine. You know, I'm always about my local stuff.
Yep.
It was a sweet white, and we had a meeting because, again, it's still football season for me. The Woman of the Pride, which is the Detroit Lions Women's Fan Club, we had a meet and greet at Detroit Wine Vineyard. I mean, Detroit Winery. But they do everything right there. They even, you can watch them doing the wine. So they had these different wines he was able to drink. I went and bought a bottle of it. It was, let me look at the percentage. I want to say it was 12 or 13% alcohol. It had a lot of alcohol in it. So I drank that last night. So I slept like a baby. But it was good. It was a sweet white. But it wasn't real sweet. It wasn't as sweet as a Moscato, which was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a nice sweet. So that was nice to have, but I drank that last night. So I had all kind of plans that I was going to do today that backfired on me. I shouldn't have drank the wine. I didn't wake up with a hangover, but I definitely did. First of all, the springing forward didn't help the situation.
No.
So that didn't help, even though I had already switched my thoughts around. But it's also really windy here. So I've been more paying attention to the planes flying next to my house because they've been flying next to my house all day. And normally when it's windy like this, I lose power. We all know I'm not worried about losing power because I have the backup. But it does interrupt when I'm working on stuff, if I'm on my computer, and I wanted to work on something, and I was like, yeah, I really don't want to do that. Because if I do that while I'm working on my computer and it pauses what I'm trying to do, it will piss me off. I ain't gonna lie. It will piss me off. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. So definitely it was a few things that I wanted to do that I didn't get done. But it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
But I still enjoy it myself. I'm that person who really enjoys working at home and being by myself. I know some people say they don't like that, but I enjoy being by myself. I like the solitude of being able to say, hey, I did it. I like all my solitude. And I like being able to say, I ain't going to be bothering nobody. Like, fuck y'all.
I'm kind of the same way. I love my solitude when I'm home.
But I think a lot of people don't really respect being at home and just being by themselves and being done with things. I really don't think people enjoy being alone like they, you know, like they should. Not in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, for a lot of people, that's hard. You know, they always have to have a companion or someone to interact with, and I'm good.
I got my dog. As long as I got my dog, I'm good. And I think that's why I'm okay. I have my, even if I didn't have my dogs, I would still be okay. But I just like being alone.
Yeah.
I really like being alone. And like I said, nothing like, first of all, when you're by yourself and you're alone, you can walk around butt naked if you want to. I will tell people, you know, there's a law. It's, I don't know where it's at on the books. It should be like, just because you walk around your house butt naked, you can't stand up in your windows like flashing people, even though you're inside your house. You cannot do that.
Yep.
So people assume that because they're at home, they can do it. And I try to tell people, there are things that you cannot do. And those are some of the things that you cannot do.
Yep.
When you are at home, plain and simple, you just can't do that. So always, for that, I enjoy it. I really enjoy being at home. Probably more than I should sometimes. But I do. I hear a car. Whoa.
You need to get out for a second.
Oh, wow.
Yep, I am actually overlooking the Pacific Ocean right now.
Oh, wow.
And you really can't hear the waves.
I bet it's beautiful there this time of year. Probably not too hot, yeah. Not too cold.
Well, I mean, usually it's supposed to be in the low 80s in the day and about the mid to upper 60s at night. But, I mean, it seems like damn near every single day I've been here, it's been nothing but rain. I mean, I haven't even been in the ocean yet, and I've been more wet on land than if I jumped in the ocean.
Oh, that's kind of messed up.
Isn't that fucked up?
That's messed up.
I have seen on Friday, got to see some blow spouts, and then we got to see some whales breaching out of the water. So that was just awesome. And had my camera with me, my phone, but I didn't even think about it because it's sporadic, man. You cannot just catch a pick. Plus, being about 400 yards.
You need one of those for you just aiming.
Yeah. I mean, and my big camera, I can do that, but you got to be at the right spot and the right time, and yeah. Because they're roughly about, they were 400 yards or so off of the coast. So you can see the spouts, but camera-wise, I don't think you could get it. But, yeah, when they breach, yeah, you can definitely get that if you're fast. But, yeah, it's awesome.
Like I said, that is one thing. I plan on going back to Hawaii. When? I don't know. But I do plan on going back. I haven't figured out when I'm going, but I'm going to go.
Yep.
Jesus.
I'm down here kind of in a, as you can tell what?
I was going to say, you can probably tell that I'm, like, preoccupied. I'm trying to make sure that this big 70-plus pound cow don't hop back on my lap. Because we all know that if one of them hop on my lap, that might be it again.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. And that's why I'm really trying to do, make sure one of them don't hop back on because, you know, Brett's children like to do things they want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And these children have their own mind when they come down and stuff. And they don't particularly care that I be doing other things. So you said it's been raining in Hawaii, you're wetter on land than you will be in the ocean. So how much longer are you going to be there? Because, what, this is your second weekend there, right?
Yeah, second weekend here. I'll be leaving on Tuesday night. So I'll be back home Wednesday afternoon.
How long is that flight? I'm curious. I know it's hella long from here because naturally I'm in, on the other side of the damn country in the upper Midwest.
Yeah.
It's, as they say, I'm right next to Canada.
Yeah, I know. So, 2 years ago when I flew from L.A., it was like 5 hours, 20 minutes. This year I flew in from Phoenix. Nah, now, Phoenix, I flew in, it was about 6 hours, 20 minutes. So it was a little long.
See, that's why I fly first class.
Nah, that's just basic, or not business, but regular, poor people class.
If I'm going to be on a flight that long, that's why I'm flying first class.
Yeah, and see, on that flight from Phoenix in first class, you get a meal.
I know. That's why I fly first class, because I like getting that meal. When I flew from here to, me and my daughter flew from here to New Orleans, we were flying first class.
Yeah.
And it's only a 2.5 hour flight for 3 hours. It's about 2.5 hour flight. It's not a really long flight, but we got there. We got there very well. My daughter was like, oh, I get to pick my meal coming and going. I said, yes. I was like, that's the beauty of flying.
Yeah.
I was like, and as soon as you go on the plane, you get a drink because you have a dedicated, you have your own flight attendant. That's what I love about first class. You have your own flight attendant in first class. So you're not worried about nothing, and you're not paying for alcohol.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
So
I can order alcohol, and from what I saw, the price is like $10 a bottle, and it's those little tiny airplane models. And this trip, I had kids all the way.
Oh.
So, yeah, both flights were completely just jacked up.
That would annoy me. I didn't
know
that. That would annoy me.
It annoyed the fuck out of me.
That would annoy me. I didn't want to sugarcoat it.
Exactly. So luckily on the way home, I'll be flying at night, so I'll be sleeping most of the night. Leave at 9:02 Tuesday night and get back to Phoenix at 5:57 in the morning.
Good to know. But I don't like red eye flights. I've always told people I don't like the red eyes.
Yeah.
And the only reason I don't like flying the red eye is because when you fly the red eye, it's something about that red eye flight, you hit a lot, depending on where you're coming from, you hit a lot of turbulence.
Yeah. We only hit turbulence once, and that was about halfway over from Phoenix. So we had to wear seatbelts, and it wasn't that bad. But when you come over here, you'll land during the day, and all the flights actually leave out here at night going back to the mainland.
Oh, that's understandable.
But, yeah, Monday we had winter storm warnings for the summits. Down here where I'm at, we've had flash flood warnings for a few days. So, yeah, it's just been rain. I did manage early last week when I got here, two great mornings for sunrise. And the best day is what I'll share. And I got it just barely at the water, and I got it as it went up. So it is beautiful, beautiful sunrise.
I'm going to bring in Randy because I'm sure Randy is like, I ain't heard from her in a minute. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. Long time no hear. I know. It seems like every time I have a show, I turn around and go back out.
I figured something was up. That's okay.
NFL Combine.
Oh. just relaxing. It's at a long day's work. I'm just relaxing for the rest of the day. I'm not going out. I'm not going out tonight. I'm just thinking about March Madness coming up. Well, not this week.
It's madness
and
that stuff.
Yeah, that is coming up.
Yeah. Just around the corner. Yeah, right now they go through those conference championship games, and they're going through the selection show next week, next Sunday.
Yeah.
Then they start the madness usually about Thursday. Like a Thursday and go around all day.
All I know is that University of Michigan is going to be watching from the sidelines. They're going to be watching. I don't even think they're going to make it. I mean, they said, I don't really, and everybody know, I'm really not big on basketball. I'm not even going to sit here and sugarcoat it. I used to play basketball, but when you ask me now, I probably sound like the dumbest person out there because I'd be like, what's this? And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, there's your guard, there's your forward, there's your center. And, like, my daughter still look at me and she's like, Mom, you act like you don't know. And I'm just like, it takes me a minute to get back in it. I was like, you know, it's a while. I do know about traveling, but see, I know that I think I hate watching basketball now because the NBA have turned into a bunch of pussies. And I say this all the time. I grew up with that old school basketball where, you know, knock a motherfucker down and you ain't got to worry about nothing. You know, now it's these flopping around fake fouls. You know, they crying about every damn thing. I'm like, damn. Grow up here, dudes. I mean, y'all bitch and whine about everything. I'm like, ooh. So I think that's something that really does not interest me.
Right.
Because, again, you know, I'm from Detroit, so you know the Pistons were known as the bad boys for a reason. All the teams were, like, out there. I mean, when we were growing up, you know, you had the Pistons, the Bulls.
Uh-huh.
LA has
yeah.
always been the shit, you know, but then you had the Boston Celtics were kicking ass. The 76ers were kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, even
yeah.
Atlanta, Oxford, you know the shit. You know, and then do they even have any cute nicknames now? I'm asking because I don't really watch basketball. Like, you had Larry Bird. You had the Mailman. You had the Admiral. I mean, the only one you got
uh-huh,
out
yeah.
is fucking the wannabe king, you know, James. I'm not gonna knock his playing skills. But
that's
when you name yourself, but when you name yourself and you don't earn that name, I just think it's different. You know, like I said, Larry Bird, you know, everybody knew about him, but that was his name. But then you had the mailman. You had the admiral.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Magic.
You just had all these. Magic. You just had all these fabulous nicknames.
Earl the Pearl.
Real nicknames. What the fuck are these motherfuckers now? What are they? I don't know basketball.
Mm.
You know, and then you don't have any real competition, in my opinion. It didn't matter how the Pistons were playing, even if they were playing like shit. You heard about, I mean, now all I hear about is L.A. and what's the team that Steph Curry played for? Golden State. You hear about, you know, a couple of teams.
Like, I can't tell you the last time I heard about the Bulls or the Celtics or the Sixers. I mean, I heard the Nets are shit. I think that's what they're known for, being a shitty team. I kid you not, that's what I know about the Nets. I could be wrong, but what I hear about the Nets is that they're shitty, you know. But, like, the 76ers, I really are the 76ers still around?
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm just being honest. So it's kind of hard when you even don't know the team. Like, I know about the Raptors, but they were, you know, it's just like, seriously.
Well, you
got to
think, back
in
the day, they played for the love of the game, back in the day. They played for the love of the game, those NBA teams. Now it's a money thing. I'll make all those millions of dollars playing basketball.
All I can tell you is that
I just don't, and like you said, they play for the money now, but you're right, they play, first of all, Dennis Rodman was the worm, you know, everybody had a name, and I mean, the groupies also had their shit going on also. I mean, now, you know, and this is from what I've seen. They don't even have the groupies. If you want to know where their hoes at, and I can't call them groupies, if you want to know where hoes at, go to the All-Star game. I don't know how Indianapolis just pulled off having an All-Star weekend, because most cities, and I know this is wrong for me to say, but most cities that hold the All-Star game have, like, a number of strip clubs. If they have strip clubs, first of all, maybe because I'm not interested and I'm not looking. But, like, I could tell you where the strip clubs are here in Detroit. I could probably tell you where the strip clubs are in Atlanta, and I ain't never been to Atlanta, okay? I could probably tell you where they are in L.A. if I, you know, go out there and venture. But I can tell you in downtown Indianapolis there are no strip clubs. For one, that's the capital of the state. So the state capital, if they have a strip club, it was probably far away from downtown. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know, but I know the whole fly in. But see, I tell them, All-Star Weekend is so men can go and fuck a random bitch. Because that last game, it's bad when the regular news broadcasters are talking about how stupid the damn game was. Well, they scored damn near 200 points in that game and there was no defense. You know, that's just ridiculous. I mean, don't nobody want to see a game where they're really not playing. It's like the Pro Bowl for the NFL. You know, now the Pro Bowl is a flag football game versus a football game. But the reason for the Pro Bowl, let's keep it real, with the Pro Bowl, who wants to go play a game that really don't mean shit and get injured and possibly end their fucking career? You know, that's nice. So I kind of like the way they got the Pro Bowl set up now. And at least this year is more interesting than it was last year. Because they play a quarter and they do other stuff. That's, again, I liked it. I know other people said they didn't like it. I didn't like it when it was just a flag football game. But with all the other stuff
first.
They have going on.
That was
I like the tug of war and all of that stuff that goes on with it that makes it more interesting. That's just my opinion. Now, like I said, the All-Star game, it's a damn joke. It's a fucking joke. I would rather watch the fucking NHL All-Star game over the NBA All-Star game. And I'm not even a damn hockey fan, okay? I know about icing. I do know that they're out of all the sports, I like them because they be beating some ass. I mean, who's that one hockey player that everybody is fighting with, and they like he can't sit down and say he's not gonna fight? They be throwing some punches. I mean, I kind of like that shit. I mean, not that I want to date a man that's lost a few teeth, but I mean, shit, they got money, they have them replaced.
That's it.
Oh, speaking of football, speaking of football, what do you think about the new UFL?
I am going to go see the first game on March 30th to see how it is. I was not happy with the USFL last year, but since this is the combination of the XFL and the USFL, maybe it'll be a little better. Michigan still, Detroit still has their team, so we're going to have a game here. I have been contacted for season tickets. Season tickets are only $200, which ain't bad. But last year I wasn't happy because it was too family friendly. It was more of a kiddie thing. I mean, you guys, the guys from the WWF or
Vincent McMahon
and not Vincent McMahon, the wrestler,
The Rock.
For the Detroit games, it was one of the wrestlers, and he was, like, in the stands and taking pictures with kids, and he was doing all kind of silly stuff, and then they got – the Panthers have this
–
I'll never do it again. It was just it was family-friendly. Don't get me wrong. I understand it being family-friendly because they had face painting and all this shit. I mean, my grandson and granddaughter were here, and we took them to a game, and they got to do the face painting, and this was my first game. All that, you know, all that little cute shit. But it was a little bit too fucking damn cute for me. And I hope they take care of their, you know, if you're going to have cheerleaders, make sure their weaves are tight. You know, one cheerleader, her hair was sticking up. You could see her tracks. I mean, come on now. If you're going to have cheerleaders, make sure they should have fight. Because, see, I can tell you the Detroit Lions cheerleaders, their hair is not out of place, okay? And they also tried to have their cheerleaders be uniform with their hair, which I wasn't too happy with. Like the Detroit Lions cheerleaders, you got girls with short hair, long hair, curly hair, everything. All their cheerleaders, even though they were different body sizes, they all had to have straight hair, and I wasn't too keen on that. Because all black women don't wear weaves. All black women don't have long hair. And I noticed that their appearance hair wise just was not what I was cool with. I mean, and it was really strange that all their cheerleaders had long hair. Like I said, the Detroit Lions cheerleaders. Shit, we got two or three of them that got really curly hair. Like I said, I don't even know if any of the black cheerleaders in Detroit wear wigs. I'm going to be honest. But they're not wearing long hair. Like I said, one, her hair is naturally curly. She's got really beautiful curly hair. And occasionally you'll see that she's blow-dried her hair straight. There's a couple of them like that, but I'm just like, I'm not keen with that uniformity thing they did. There's a few things I wasn't too cool with. And like I said, overall, I can get into it. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping with the two leagues being combined that it's a little bit more interesting. We're going to go to one game and see how it works. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this question. How many teams are in this new UFL?
Let me look, because I'm pulling it up now. Let's see. There's eight teams. And what they have
is
the
UFL that all?
Conference. Okay, let me say they did. Because instead of bringing all of the teams from both leagues, they brought over, it looks like the best teams. But they made sure they had them throughout the country, which was probably better for them to do that because they brought over the Birmingham Stallions, the Houston Roughnecks, the Memphis Showboats, and the Michigan Panthers for the USFL Conference. For the XFL Conference, they got the Arlington Renegades, the DC Defenders, the San Antonio Brahams, and the St. Louis Battlehawks. That gives them more of, I mean, they're not on the, what, there's no West Coast teams, but you got to start somewhere. And I can see the starting somewhere. their schedule, when I looked at the schedule, I was like, it looks like their schedule, let's see, they start March 30th and they end in June. Like, their championship game is June 16th. So I can't handle that. And they're playing in D.C., St. Louis, Alabama, Detroit, San Antonio. They've got two places in San Antonio. Okay. The Arlington Renegades are in Arlington, Texas, and the San Antonio. So Texas got two teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that you got a Memphis team, I kind of like that. And they're traveling. Remember when they weren't really traveling that much?
Yeah.
They've got, how long is their season? 10 weeks long. 10 weeks is a nice amount of time. 2.5 months?
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yeah. See, the Arlington Renegades.
And they play on Saturday and Sunday, so that's another good thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, yeah, Arlington team, the coach is Bob Stoops from OU.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're going to have it on, let's see, they're going to have it on Fox, from what I heard, ESPN.
It's
going to
be on ABC, Fox, ESPN.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
ESPN2. ESPN2.
But that's not bad. I mean, at least you're going to, it looks like most of them are going to be on regular TV, so being on ABC and Fox, I mean, it looks like each week ESPN gets one game. Oh, Fox Sports 1 also game, but that's part of Fox, but that's on regular TV. So you look at ESPN got two games the first weekend. They've got the Sunday game. That's probably because they probably can't find no space on regular TV for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, like, I like they got a 1 o'clock. Well, I'm glad that the Philadelphia shared the stadium with the Michigan team last year, which really made it hard on, per se, fans. Like, if you wanted to go to see Philadelphia, they was kind of like, you was almost like getting to see two games for the price of one, but they were really putting you out. Like, if you bought tickets, really, y'all going to do this to me? Now, this is interesting. There's a guy walking on the street, and he's doing something I have not seen somebody do in a long time. Most people are walking on the street with their cell phone in their hand, and their head is in their phone. This guy had a book in his hand, a real book, not some fake book, not a real book, and he was reading while he was walking.
Oh, wow.
I actually glad I saw that. I mean, and you know, this month is National Reading Month. Me and my daughter were asked to read at a school for all girls here. My daughter said she's going to go read. I told them I'm not going to go read, but I will be going to this school for career day for the young ladies. So my day job is really interesting. The principal actually asked me if I would come talk to them on career day, and I said, yeah. You know, because you always want to, most people don't know what they want to do when they graduate from school. I can tell everybody that when the traditional jobs are police, you know, policemen, firefighter, all that stuff, them days are pretty much over. You still got people do it, but most of them ain't going to talk to the school, and if they are, they already at the school anyway. But, like, for me having two different careers, I'm also a licensed cosmetologist, I think it will be interesting for them to know both of the careers that I have and let them know that I always have a fallback. I always tell people, I always have a fallback career. Never put your eggs on one PlayStation. Never know what's going to happen. Because if my day job don't work out, I could still stand behind a chair and do some hair. And doing hair ain't bad. I just will never work for someone else in a shop. That's what I would say. Despite what the Fed Mission likes, I would probably have the shed in my backyard redone, and I would have electricity going to it, and I would try to have a water line going to it, and I would make that a small shop. That way I would not have anyone in my home. People say, well, why would I do that? I don't want nobody in my basement. I don't want nobody going through my house, even though I've got the room in my basement to do it. Like, I have a bathroom and everything in my basement. But I don't really like to put my dogs up and all that stuff. You know, I would rather have a shed that was big enough on my property and do it there, and have a small restroom put there. And it is possible to do that on property. A lot of people don't know it. I love when people stop in front of my house and just do random stuff. Because they'd be so interesting. I had a woman just walk past my house. I know every time she walked past my house, she get pissed. A few months ago, her car broke down across the street, and it was closer to the corner of my street. This bitch didn't move her car. It broke down. She came back like a couple of days later and took some stuff out her trunk. But whatever they did to try to get it going, it wasn't going. So she just left it there. It sat there for almost a month. I called the city. And I took a picture of the car and I gave them the license plate number and I said, it's been sitting here a month. I said, it's going to cause an accident. I said, I had almost hit it. My daughter almost hit it. Like, almost everybody on my street had almost hit that car because of where it was at. You know, this bitch got mad because the city put a sticker on her car saying they were going to tow it. And then she had the fucking audacity. She did get the car moved, which is amazing how when the city put a sticker on your car, you moved it real quick, but you wasn't going to move it before. But it's amazing. She got so pissed. My neighbors on both sides of me park their cars on the street occasionally. And next door, they have three cars. They have, all three people drive also in the house. This bitch called the city and said there was a car sitting down on this end, on my end of the street. So I happened to be at home, and I was like, what you doing? And she was like, somebody called about another car sitting down here. I said, really? I said, what car? They just said it was a car. I was like, I know what they did. I was like, it was that bitch who had her car over there. And she was like, why you say it like that? I was like, because I know. I said, I looked at the car in front of my neck. I was like, he just hit his car on the street this morning. I said, because he has two cars. I said, that little boy just got home from work. This one is getting ready to go to work. She's like, yeah, I can tell all these vehicles have been moved. They're not just sitting there. I was like, yeah, she was pissed. I was like, but not my problem. I understand that everybody don't have money and nearly get their vehicle fixed. But if you was able to move it when the city put a tag on, a sticker on it saying they was going to have a tow, you should have moved it ahead of time, right? Leaving a car on the city street, you know, especially in a high traffic area, says either you wanted somebody to strip it, but apparently you have been watching it, so you didn't really want somebody to strip it, or you wanted somebody to hit it and total it. Anybody trying to check their car because you're too stupid to move your car? But back to this football, this is going to be interesting. I do like it that they don't have games overlapping. Like for week one, the Birmingham Stallions are playing at 1 o'clock on that Saturday, and then the Michigan game is at 4 o'clock. So you got time to watch both games where they're not going to really overlap.
Right.
And then on Sunday the game started at noon, and then the other game started at 3.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay. So I like the way they're doing that. Oh, wow, the second week is going to be interesting. They got a noon game and an 8 p.m. game. Now,
ESPN must have that one.
No, the 8 p.m. game is on ABC.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
That's Saturday, April 6th at 8 p.m. The Arlington Renegades are playing the St. Louis Battlehawks. 8 p.m. on ABC.
Damn, I guess it was that Sunday? Was that Sunday game?
No, that's a Saturday game.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday.
Well, hey, March Madness will be over. Then you got a 7 p.m. game on April 13th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Birmingham game. Let's see. They got a lot of – after the first week. Oh, wow. They do have two games that are overlapping, which is – that must be a typo. Because how are you going – no, I say this because it must not be a nationwide game because they're both on Fox and they're both at 7 p.m. The San Antonio game and the Birmingham Stallions. One is in Austin, Texas. One is in Houston, Texas. So it's not like they are two different markets. Because I would consider that whole Texas area the same market, right?
Yeah, yeah, should be.
Well, you said Fox. I think it is FS1 part of that group of them.
Yes, but this is yes, FS1 is part of Fox. That's Fox Sports. But the whole thing, this is all regular Fox. So I'm wondering about that. Oh well, it is what it is. But it ain't. Like I said, if I go to the first game and it ain't, and it's like crap, y'all ain't got to worry about me going back to some more games. I'm serious. Let me tell you how much the tickets are, because the tickets were like $10 a piece last year. Let's see how much these tickets are for. Oh, I can't even buy tickets yet for the Michigan game.
Mm-hmm.
They got coming soon for those tickets. Let's see. How much are the tickets to, I'm just curious, for the other game. Oh, they done went up by $10. They $22. Well, for the Texas game, they $22. And they on resale already. Wow, they reselling, so they must be cheaper than that. Because this is a verified resale ticket for $20.
That's cheap for a football game.
Right,
yeah.
But they're 22. But that's Arlington. It's not a NFL stadium either. So that's a little bit
different.
No, they're
playing. Yeah, they're playing at the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that's not an NFL stadium.
No.
So their tickets are $22. That sort of seems kind of strange. Anyway, let's see. It's at Choctaw Stadium.
Huh.
So. So where is Audi Field in D.C.? Let's see what that's at. Where do the Washington Generals play? Now, this looks like this is a regular NFL stadium. This is curious. Let me see. But their tickets are $25 for D.C. But let me see. Where does where do the, well, it is the XFL. I mean, it's not like it's the NFL. I mean, hell. Last year they were cheaper, so. I'm going to say, where do the Washington Commanders play? I want to see what stadium. Okay, it's. Oh, they say, okay, so the Commander's playing in Maryland?
Oh, damn.
D.C.
Landover,
Maryland, yes.
The Washington Commander's play in Landover, Maryland. So you know what, see, that's that fucked up shit. That's just like the damn the Giants and the Jets. And them motherfuckers playing Jersey, even though they say they New York. See, that's that shit right there. That's that bullshit. Okay, you might as well be the fucking Maryland Commanders then. Because why are you playing in another fucking state? If you're DC, right? But that's just like the fucking New York Giants. Where the fuck they say? New Jersey. The Jets, New Jersey. Neither one of them fucking teams play in New York. Now, the Buffalo Bills play in New York. We all know that. Fucking Bills Mafia. The Philadelphia Eagles play in Philadelphia. The bullshit ass motherfucking I can't stand Baltimore Ravens playing fucking Baltimore.
Yeah, but you got the New York Giants to play in fucking New Jersey.
New Jersey. Hey, and the Detroit Lions, even when they were not back in Detroit, they still played in the fucking Michigan. I mean, they played in the fucking Pontiac, and we used to get shit mad at that shit. We'd be like, listen, that shit is a fucking hour and a half from Detroit. That's fucking Pontiac. That is not Detroit. We was mad when they moved all the way out there. We was like, why the fuck am I going out there? Are you serious? That's not Detroit?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. They did it because they didn't want no black folks going out there. Let's just keep it real. Listen, you didn't want me going out there. I mean, I got to drive through all these fucking damn racist-ass cities to get to a damn football game. And you know people don't. Who fucking tailgate? I know them cities mad as hell because, you know, they did not get. I'm sure they done lost all that drinking and driving tickets, you know, the DUIs and all that shit. And now Uber. We got Uber, so a lot of people catch Uber. But I'm just saying, I know them cities is mad as hell. Parking ticket money they done lost. I mean, true enough, when you went to a Lions game out there, you didn't have to worry about looking for parking because they had their own parking lot. That was the good thing, and they did their tailgating in the parking lot. But, like, here we have, we park all over the place, but still, I kind of like it because I get the fuck out easier. Like, where I park at, I'm home within normally, on average, even with the way our season was, as good as we were playing, I was home. Once I got in my car, normally within about 30 or 40 minutes. I fucking left Baltimore. I think it took me an hour to get out of the fucking damn city. That driving was horrible to get to the fucking freeway.
Yep.
So, the Commanders don't play in fucking D.C., I mean, Pittsburgh plays in Pittsburgh. Philadelphia plays in Philadelphia. Fucking, even the Colts play where they're supposed to be. Kansas City plays in Kansas City. Denver plays in Denver, you know. Even Chicago plays in Chicago. Cleveland plays in Cleveland. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on. But no, not them fucking damn New York, two New York teams, the Giants and the Jets. Where the fuck those play? New Jersey. Now I'm trying to let the fucking Washington Commanders play in goddamn Maryland. What the fuck is this? Change the name of your team if you're not going. I mean, both the New York teams need to be fucking New Jersey anyway, because they don't play in New York. The Bills are the only ones who have earned the right to say they're a New York team, in my opinion. But that's just me.
Yep.
But I'm gonna. We done had an hour. We done talked shit. It's say like 7 times, and my bitch ass is probably, my body is all fucked up. I want, Greg will be back in Oklahoma next week. We'll all be back where we're supposed to be. We're not taking off. So I want everybody to have a great week, and we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this. Might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.